G'day, g'day, MGTOW men. If you're a fucking spiteful sort of a cunt, it's your least favourite person in all of humanity here. But if you really want to go places in life, you know, pay attention. This is one of these fucking cunts that have blocked me, you know. Oh, you can't. Yeah, you're not going to post on my videos, and you can't watch my videos while you're logged in, you know. Well, you know, this cunt, Shadow Monk, you know, goes by the name Shadow Monk. The highlight of his fucking life, aside from blocking me, is to have gotten a kit to grow magic mushrooms. You know? Now, the longest I was ever stoned on marijuana was just sort of lightly sort of top-up stoned for about 6 months, you know. And, wasn't smoking a lot and didn't have a lot and didn't have a lot of money, but I had a fairly regular sort of supply, you know. And I only used a little bit because I was fairly sensitive to most drugs, you know, including marijuana. But, I think perhaps two or three times in my entire life. I think maybe two, twice. No more than three. That, you know, myself and some friends went out magic mushrooming. And being the fucking a la carte wonder fucking cook that I am, I made steak and vegetables and shit like that, and mushroom sauce to go on the steak and vegetables, you know. And I used magic mushrooms in the fucking gravy, you know. And now, there's two things. I think, from experience, that I think people should try the hallucinogens. You know, I think maybe in a nice, you know, sunny forest in a lovely warm spring day or something, rather than a clinical laboratory setting, you know, where it's all sterile and horrible. But I think it should be done in a sort of medically sort of supervised sort of way, and it doesn't necessarily mean I endorse most, you know, medical type people. A lot of them are fucking derailed normal people. But it also means I don't sort of endorse, you know, all the fucking druggies taking this shit, you know, either, you know. And I believe that some of this stuff can have value in a shamanic, you know, sort of witch, the legit sort of witch doctor type issue, you know. I might tell some stories of this, these sorts of things one day too. There's, you know, but I think having sort of medically sort of supervised experimentation, you know, with the hallucinogens, like maybe a little bit of magic mushrooms, you know, have a good stone on that, and maybe a bit of LSD, have a good stone on that, and maybe a bit of peyote, cactus, maybe a bit of ayahuasca, you know. I think those can be valuable experiences. But if you've got an addictive sort of personality, just avoid this shit like the fucking plague, you know. And getting back to that thing of marijuana, I think one really good dose of magic mushrooms in one, you know, night is a sort of, you wake up the next day knowing that you're different and you know that brain damage has been done, you know. And I'd say where the marijuana, the brain damage creeps in slowly over a long, long period of time, So, you know, after smoking, you know, a couple of joints a day for 6 months or whatever, you know you've reached the same amount of brain damage with one night on the fucking magic mushrooms, you know. So, in a sense, I endorse having a variety of experiences, you know, but I don't endorse drug use. And this guy, Shadow Monk, the highlight of his fucking life is to get a magic mushroom growing kit. You know, and it's been my experience. I've met a lot of people who have done a lot of magic mushrooms. Well, not a lot of people, but I've met some people who have done a lot of magic mushrooms. And the first guy I met when I was about fucking 18, and that was at a party in Sandringham, and you know, every time the magic mushrooms sort of come out in the wet sort of warm springtime, and you know, it's a sort of seasonal product or seasonal growth type thing. And so him and his friends would go out, you know, hunting for magic mushrooms in the forests, and they'd get really stoned, and then they'd go out and get some more and get really stoned, and they'd hit it hard every fucking season for a number of seasons. So this guy, I recall, would have been about 35, and he talked at about 2 miles an hour, you know. His brains were fried. This shit's nasty. It causes brain damage, and it causes a lot of brain damage, and it causes it very quickly, and it's cumulative. I don't think you ever really get over it. You know what I mean? You know, I think the hallucinogens can be interesting. I think they can open sort of doorways of perception, but I think reality is an incredible sort of a buzz, you know, like there's an incredible fucking reality is one of the most vivid surreal trips you'll ever take, you know, and fuck the magic mushrooms, you know. And one of my friends from many years ago, she was she was big on drugs, and she'd go out and get magic mushrooms and all this sort of shit, and then, you know, then she'd be having nightmares that were so bad that she'd have to sleep in a bed with in a mother's bed with a mother. Then she'd go out and get more magic mushrooms, and then she'd be having more nightmares. And I don't know whatever happened to her, but I really liked her, and her life was a fucking mess, you know. I miss her, but oh, who was the other person? Yeah, a guy who I had a little bit to do with earlier this year. He'd been drug-free for 35 years, and that was good, but his idea of a good day, you know, being drug-free is not being locked in a psychiatric institution. With all these sort of mental disorders as a result of taking all these magic mushrooms and hallucinogens and stuff, because some people do some drugs, some people do mostly alcohol, some people do pills, you know, antidepressants and Valium and shit, and some people do heroin, and some people do amphetamines, and some people do fucking magic mushrooms and other hallucinogens, you know what I mean? Some people have particular tastes, you know, they have preferences or whatever, and some people just do everything, you know. And he'd done so much, his brains were fucking burnt. And he wasn't right in the head, you know. He wasn't right. Even after 35 years of being drug-free, he was just really fucking... He had a lot of scrambled eggs up inside his head, you know. Just fluff, you know. And he didn't have any sort of an ability to deal with anything, really. And that was a sort of... that's just how it goes. But yeah, so here is Shadow Monk saying Happy MGTOW Day, and he's got a fucking magic mushroom kit. And when he's walking through the video, his own video, I was watching his eyes, and I'm thinking, this guy's not fucking right in the head, you know. And then comes, he's taking magic, he's got a magic mushroom growing kit. And I'm thinking, you'd have to be out of your fucking mind to get into that shit, you know. It's not good stuff, and it will burn your brains. You will end up with a fried in the fucking head. And it is a really, really bad thing to do. You know, you will destroy your brain. You'll become drug fucked really badly. And if you don't neck yourself or suicide or fucking fuck up by flying off, flapping your arms and flying off a cliff or some shit, you know what I mean? You'll just end up as a fucking disaster. And so, yeah, Shadow Monk, yeah, your great win isn't a win. It's a fucking total disaster. So congratulations for blocking me, you retarded cunt, you know. And congratulations on the magic mushroom trip, because you're a fucking loser.